Welcome back here with the news at one. Ireland's first online safety commissioner is about to take up her role policing social media companies. Niamh Hodnett will be responsible for ensuring that online platforms remove harmful content in a timely manner. The new body will be consulting publicly on its first online safety code, which is due to be published by the end of the year. We spoke to her a short while ago and asked her what her office would be able to do.
Once the online safety code is in place at the end of this year, and once the services are designated for regulation, we'll be imposing binding obligations, so platforms will have to reduce harmful content online. The types of measures that we'll be imposing are measures regarding age-appropriate content and parental controls and whether they should be on by default, age verification or age assurance measures, and also dealing with complaints. So ensuring that the platforms have a binding obligation to take down or action harmful content in a timely and effective way.
So what powers will you have over online companies?
We have significant powers under the Online Safety and Media Regulation Act. We can impose fines of up to 10% of worldwide turnover or 20 million, whichever is the greater. And working with the European Commission in relation to the Digital Services Act, we can impose fines of up to 6% of worldwide turnover. There are also criminal sanctions provided for under the Act in addition for breaches of certain provisions of the Act.
So will you have the power to make companies take content that people feel is offensive away?
We will, Gavin. We will have content limitation notice powers. So essentially, once the code is in place at the end of the year, the code will contain binding obligations that harmful content is removed. Very much the obligations are on the platform in the first instance to do so. But we will be monitoring for compliance with our online safety code next year. And ultimately, we would have the power to insist that harmful content be removed.
How will you make them?
Under the Act, we have content limitation notice powers. So this would be in the event that a platform didn't comply in relation to its obligations that are provided for under the code. And if we were taking enforcement action, we could insist with a content limitation notice. But we hope that won't be necessary. We're very insistent that it's for the platforms to comply with their obligations under the code, and we'll be monitoring those for compliance. And in the event that they don't comply, then we have our significant teeth or enforcement powers.
The significant teeth being fines up to?
10% of relevant turnover or 20 million, whichever is the greater.
Do you think the 20 million is enough?
It will depend on the breach of the code, Gavin. Will be proportionate and will depend on the particular obligation that has been breached and the circumstances and the impact of that.
So if I have a concern about something online, something that is offensive to me or that I'm worried about, is it you I go to?
We would very much recommend that people go to the platforms in the first instance to raise their concerns. And once the code is in place, the platforms will have to deal with content that's complained of by users in a timely and efficient manner, and they will also have obligations in relation to complaint handling. So once a user has exhausted that process with the platform, at that point we'll be establishing a contact centre next year where platforms can come to us then.
So I only go to you after I've exhausted all avenues with the company?
That's right. Now there will be some serious or egregious circumstances where once we become aware in whatever form of particular issue, that we will take urgent action.
A lot of these companies have their head offices for Europe and wider here in Ireland. Are you going to be taking complaints from people all over Europe?
In the first instance, we'll be putting the rules in place this year. So that's our binding online safety code and the designation of the entities for regulation. Next year, when we're looking at our monitoring enforcement, we will then after that be introducing our complaints framework and our contact centre. In the first instance, we'll be taking complaints from Irish users, but ultimately, because platforms, many of the large platforms have their European headquarters here in Ireland, we may be dealing with complaints from citizens across the EU.
You've mentioned the timeline there a few times. You're writing up a code at the moment.
That's right.
And that won't be finalised until the end of this year?
That's right. So there's a process to be followed under the statute. So first, we're going to be consulting widely in the next few weeks on what should be in our first online safety code. We want to hear from NGOs, from the public at large, from civil societies and from the platforms. And then we'll be consulting on that draft code in the autumn. And then we'll be adopting the binding online safety code by the end of the year. And that's what will have the binding obligations in it.
So the powers that you were speaking of, when will you have them?
By the end of the year. So we have the powers now, but the code will be in place and the designation of the designated entities. So that process for those entities that will fall within the framework will be in place by the end of the year. Again, there's a consultation process to be followed before we can designate entities.
In the meantime, and I'm going to use the example of what happened in Navan recently, where a video of an assault on a teenage boy was put up online. If I wanted that taken down, you can't do anything to help me in the meantime.
In the meantime, we don't have any binding obligations in place to be able to address those issues. Nonetheless, in relation to that particular matter, when I did contact the platforms, they did provide me with a report that the content was removed and they did prevent its re-upload.
Do you have an established line of contact with the larger online companies who are based here in Ireland?
We do. We've been meeting with all the platforms and we've been engaged with all the platforms who are established here in Ireland, and we do have an established line of contact with each of them.
Until the powers that you are going to be given under the Act are in place, what can individuals do to hold online companies to account and to get harmful content removed?
Well, individuals could provide us with evidence of that so that we can take those evidence points into account in our first online safety code, and we will ensure that there are binding measures in place by the end of the year in relation to that.
Are you in any way concerned that the length of time this is taking will give online companies more time to be able to protect themselves and to ensure that they're able to subvent any powers that are given to you?
The Digital Services Act for the very large online platforms comes into effect in relation to some measures from the 25th of August of this year. So some of the large online platforms are already taking steps to come into compliance in relation to that. I think we're very much making clear the behaviour we're expecting from the online platforms once the online safety code is in place, and several of them are now taking steps to prepare for that also.